What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10. Before that, we will play Hill Notes back, so you can leave one of those now on the Odyssey app on any topic. Courtney is on vacation. Mego is here for her at least a good portion of this week. Curtis is in Hawaii and not allowed back in the studio until the Sox lose. We should open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window, though, Shine, before we hammer the shine on the Derby tonight. What do you see out there today?
Well, Greg, it's currently 73 degrees here in the city of Boston, partly cloudy. The high today is 85. Overall, going to be a solid day. You might get a few quick showers later this evening, but for the most part, your day and afternoon should be nice, warm, and enjoyable.
Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month right now from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. We don't have a Hammer the Shime intro. I thought, we do.
It's time for Hammer the Spread. Excuse me. Hammer the Spread.
Hammer the Spread.
Can't touch it.
Okay, time to Hammer the Shime on Home Run Derby tonight. 8 o'clock start. No repeat champ because Teoscar is not a part of the action this evening. Am I correct about that, Sean?
Correct, Greg. No repeat champ this year. The main headliner here is the big dumper himself, Cal Raleigh. That's the guy who's leading the charge here, the switch-hitting catcher from the Mariners. He is your odds-on favorite at plus 295. I'm not going to pick the big dumper here. I think
I think halfway through the season where we are right now, he has 38 dongs.
Mm-hmm. He is crushing. He is just I think he's on pace for 62 on the season, which is would be insane. But my pick tonight, I'm going to go with the Nationals big hitter, James Wood, at plus 450. A man with the last name Wood has to carry some big wood. So give me James Wood at plus 450. He's my favorite pick of the night. But, Greg, I also have a prop bet for you that I know you're going to love.
Mm.
You have been very high on exit velo.
Yes.
Lately, especially when it comes to Roman Anthony's exit velo. You have been all over that. You can bet on who will have the highest recorded exit velo tonight in the Home Run Derby. Or, I'm sorry, not tonight. Is it tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, tonight's Home Run Derby. And right now, the odds-on favorite would be O'Neill Cruz, big hitter. I will probably go with the odds-on favorite, O'Neill Cruz, to have the highest recorded exit velo in tonight's Home Run Derby.
Okay. Hmm. I mean, no sentiment when it comes to the hometown favorite, Will Olson, playing in front of the in front of the hometown crowd?
No, I mean, I think he'll be able to compete. Not a bad bet if you want to go for the winner there. He's 8-1, so you're getting good odds there. Honestly, the cool thing about the Home Run Derby is 9 times out of 10, anybody who's entered can probably win. So it's probably not a terrible idea to take a shot on one of those longer odds guys like a Matt Olson, or if you want to even go farther down, like a Jazz Chisholm or a Byron Buxton. But I'm a fan of James Wood.
Raleigh going to switch hit in the Derby?
So that I don't know. And
like
I think
Adley did a couple years ago?
I think that's to his detriment, right? Like, he should just pick one side of the plate and keep swinging.
He was showing off a little bit.
Yeah.
Home run Derby's getting like slam dunk contests. Like, really?
Like, it's getting bad?
Like, where's Aaron Judge? Where's Shohei Ohtani? Where's Juan Soto? Like, guys I barely even know what's
like,
going on.
Look back at like the 99 Home Run Derby where you're getting Sosa and McGuire and Griffey.
Where were all these guys? Like, Ronald Acuna Jr. Like, now I'll give you the big dumper, and I only know him because of his nickname, right? And I know what he's doing. Right. But
the algorithm fed him to you.
Yeah, like, where are all the big
that's
names?
That's also what you call Cardi B, if I remember correctly.
I'd much rather a big dumper, you know. I'll take one in the Home Run Derby. But where
also,
are all...
Also, Wiggy explaining to Mego during the break...
I'm getting an education. Yeah,
about what being... What thick is. Yeah. And
different
why,
types
and
of
triple
thick.
Triple C thick.
Yeah.
And why he likes thick.
I don't
should
think
be
I,
its own podcast.
I didn't like, understand.
It should be.
Mego was
you were
clueless.
Thick or not thick.
Yeah.
She had to Google a picture of Megan Thee Stallion and be like, oh, wow, she did lose a lot of weight.
Because you were
clueless.
Saying she's not thick anymore.
No, not even
that
close.
That she's athletic now, and I don't know the different categories. We need like tiers of thickness.
Yeah, you gotta learn about that.
Would it bother you if you were Klay Thompson and the last boyfriend was an NBA guy? Would that make you scratch your head and go, I wonder if she's just in it because I play in the NBA?
No, I think that's probably just her. Like, we all have whale houses, right? So that's probably her whale house.
Whale houses.
Wheelhouses. We all
got
have it. How do you say it in Maryland?
Wheelhouse.
Wheel. So we always have.
To be fair, it sounded like you said whale.
Oh, whale houses. All right. So we all have those, you know, that you look at. So maybe she just likes the basketball player. Now she stepped up from the rappers. So now she's with the basketball players.
Oh. Okay. All right. Thank you, Shine.
I don't like a blonde man.
No?
No. Creeps me out.
Why, is Klay Thompson blonde?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just saying in general.
Just saying, when you talk about your whale house, a couple years ago on the afternoon show, I said, I find something about an adult blonde man very unnatural.
Okay.
Like, it reminds me, unless you're from Sweden, I feel like you're either dyeing it or you remind me of a vampire. It's off-putting.
Just not your speed.
I mean, basically this morning we've learned that you hate people from Connecticut and and blonde males.
If you're an adult blonde man from Connecticut, I just hope we don't cross paths.
It. Tough. Yeah.
So like Chris Hemsworth's a no-go for you.
No. Right. It's weird.
Yeah. As I said, we all got our styles.
Well, you heard it here first. That's Megan the Ottolini.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get a review of Superman from Shime and from Wiggy next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.